This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Newly elected Rashtriya Swatantra Party leadership and Central Committee to take oath of office tomorrow. Communication Minister Dr. Bikram Timmilsinha says post service will be used as special government courier to deliver services at doorsteps. And internal divisions deepen within Iranian Assembly of Experts over boundaries of US nuclear and security negotiations. Now the news in detail. The ruling Rashtriya Swatantra Party has finalized preparations to administer the oath of office and secrecy to its newly elected Central Working Committee at the party's central headquarters in Kathmandu tomorrow morning. The sweeping leadership transition follows the conclusion of the party's first ever national convention in Bharatpur Chitwan, where the party, having a majority government, consolidated its political structure. Newly elected General Secretary of the party, Bipin Acharya, confirmed that six newly elected office bearers alongside 99 elected Central Committee members will officially take their oath before an inaugural committee session is convened to discuss upcoming legislative strategies. Minister for Information and Communication Dr. Bikram Timmilsinha has stated that the revitalized postal service has now become an effective vehicle for delivering government services directly to citizens' doorsteps. Speaking at a high-level dialogue on postal modernization in Kathmandu, Minister Timmilsinha highlighted that the traditional postal network is being transformed into a technology-friendly, specialized government courier service. He noted that while digitization alters the format of communication, the importance of a modernized postal sector remains absolute. According to the officials, the department has signed agreements with seven government agencies to securely ship passports, driving licenses, and academic certificates. This doorsteps delivery initiative aligns with the point 27 of the government's 100-day governance reform agenda and its border smart post campaign. Minister Timmilsinha emphasized that the trusted network significantly reduces cost and procedural hassle for the public. The Israeli ambassador to Nepal, Shmulik Bas, has urged a fundamental shift in resource management, declaring that establishing a strict water economy is now the critical prerequisite for securing global food security. Speaking at the opening ceremony of the Global Future Alliance Third Annual Symposium 2026 at Kathmandu University in Thulikhel on Monday, Ambassador Bas stressed that every single liter of water must serve a distinct purpose to build resilience against escalating climate challenges. The two-day international summit focused on integrating recycled water, renewable energy, and agricultural innovation for climate-resilient sustainable development. The conference outlined a circular nexus bridging water systems, clean energy, and food production to create sustainable global futures. The framework emphasized global collaboration, innovative solutions, impactful partnership, and local roots to achieve global reach. Addressing the audience, Ambassador Bas said that boundaries of sustainable agriculture are already expanding. He noted that emerging sectors like alternative proteins, cellulosic agriculture, and microalgae are no longer futuristic curiosities but viable pathways that directly meet ecological limits and nutritional needs. The Israeli envoy praised immediate practical applications of this technology, highlighting a newly deployed wastewater system utilizing algae that was installed at a local school just one day prior to the symposium. Bas concluded by stating that the future of water and food security will not be decided by remaining natural resources alone. Instead, he maintained that long-term survival depends on how wisely nations deploy human creativity, policy frameworks, and shared international investment. The symposium was co-organized by the University of Maryland and Kathmandu University, and it focused on implementing decentralized climate resilience systems across rural communities worldwide and in Nepal. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. Significant ideological fractures have emerged within Iran's highest clerical body as high-stakes technical delegations arrive in Doha for emergency diplomatic talks with the United States. 60 members of the 88-seat Assembly of Experts issued a restrictive 10-point joint manifesto, explicitly warning that government's diplomatic team against crossing the strategic red lines established by Supreme Leader Mostaba Khamenei. The collective warning marks a rare public display of institutional discord within the upper echelons of the regime, highlighting intense domestic pressure on President Masoud Pezeshkian as he attempts to defend the current negotiating track. The internal political friction centers on the degree of structural latitude granted to Iranian negotiators regarding the release of the frozen financial assets and the maritime operational oversight in the Strait of Hormuz. People intending to protest against migrants should do so without intimidation, threats, or ultimatums. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa has warned on the eve of an unofficial deadline for undocumented foreigners to leave South Africa. Several thousand citizens of other African countries have already left the country in recent weeks, fearing violence. One undocumented Malawian told the media that he was happy going back but heartbroken to be leaving four young children. As protests have ramped up in recent months, Ramaphosa has repeatedly warned demonstrators to act peacefully and responsibly, while also accepting the need for immigration reforms. There are more than 3 million documented foreign nationals in South Africa, according to official figures. Now, sports football. In the latest round of 32 results of the FIFA World Cup 2026, Paraguay stunned four-time champions Germany with a 4-3 penalty shootout victory following a gritty 1-1 draw, while Brazil safely advanced by edging past Japan 2-1. Morocco completed a dramatic day of upsets by eliminating the Netherlands 3-2 on penalties after their intense battle ended 1-1 at the end of the extra time. The knockout action continues over the next 24 hours with a packed slate of high-stakes fixtures. Later today, Ivory Coast takes on Norway. France faces off against Sweden in a massive European clash, and co-host Mexico look to advance against Ecuador. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will remain mostly cloudy throughout the country. There is also a possibility of moderate rain and even snowfall, accompanied by thunder and lightning at many places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumini provinces, and at a few places in the hilly and Himalayan region of Karnali and Sudar Paschim provinces. There is also a possibility of moderate rainfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in the Tarai region of the country. Heavy rain is also likely at one or two places in the hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Newly elected Rashtriya Swatantra Party leadership and Central Committee to take oath of office tomorrow. Communication Minister Dr. Bikram Dimal Sinha says post service will be used as special government courier service to deliver services at doorsteps. And internal divisions deepen within Iranian Assembly of Experts over boundaries of U.S. nuclear and security negotiations. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.